Welcome back. In this lesson, we're building a proper drum bus in Ableton Live 12 for jungle and old school DNB vibes, using stock devices only. And I'm going to stress this right away. In this style, the drum bus is not just some polite glue stage, it's part of the performance. It's where your breaks, one shots, boast hits, and percussion stop sounding like separate files and start sounding like one living, rolling drum record. If your drums are too clean, too static, or too separated, the whole track can start feeling like loop playback instead of an actual tune. So we're going to shape character, motion, and control damage, while still keeping the kick, snare, and break energy focused enough to work with a heavy bass line. Let's start with routing. Before you add any processing, split your drums into a sensible structure. Put your chopped break on one group, your one-shot kit on another group, and your percussion or FX hits on a third. Then route all of those into a parent drum bus group. That parent group is the channel we're going to treat like the final drum performance lane. This part matters more than people think. If the routing is messy, the bus becomes a repair tool. If the routing is clean, the bus becomes a vibe tool. Keep your individual tracks tidy first. If a percussion layer is too wide, use utility to control that. If any source has obvious mud or useless top-end trash, clean it with EQ8 before the bus. And as a general rule, try to leave the drum groove peaking around -8 to -6 dB before mastering. Give the chain some breathing room. Now, before we touch the bus processing, balance the drum elements themselves. This is one of the biggest advanced mixing habits in DNB. The bus should enhance a good balance, not rescue a bad one. Let the break lead the groove, but don't let it dominate every transient. Usually the snare wants to feel like the strongest perceived drum in the drop. The kick should hit with authority, but in a live jungle and rollers contexts, it sits slightly under the snare in perceived loudness. Hats and percussion should add movement, not random harshness. So level with clip gain or track volume first. Listen in context with the bass line. If the kick is fighting the sub, fix that relationship before reaching for bus compression. And in the arrangement, don't be afraid to let the intro feel a little more exposed. That old-school feeling often comes from contrast. You can bring the one-shot snare forward later when the drop lands. Okay, now to the bus chain itself. On the drum bus group, start with EQ8. Keep this subtle. You're not trying to polish the jungle out of it. A gentle high pass around 20 to 30 Hz is often enough to clean up sub-rumble from break edits. If the whole bus feels boxy or cloudy, make a small cut somewhere around 250 to 400 Hz. And if the break has harsh hat energy, a narrow dip somewhere in the 7 to 10 kHz range, maybe 1 to 3 dB, can help. After that, add utility if needed. Most of the time, I'd keep width around 80 to 100%. If the hats are feeling too spread out compared to the kick and snare core, pull that down a little. And if the low percussion or room stuff is getting too wide, use bass mono or narrow the width a touch. In DNB, the low end is already busy enough with sub and res layers, so you want the drum bus to stay mono safe where it matters. Next, insert glue compressor. This is your first Reval glue stage. Start with a ratio of 2 to 1, attack somewhere around 10 to 30 milliseconds, and release on auto or around a 10th to 3/10ths of a second. Aim for just 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. That's enough to make the drums move together without flattening their personality. And this is important for old school jungle. Don't kill the transient bite. A slightly slower attack helps the break crack and the snare punch survive. If you make the attack too fast, the drums get stiff, and stiff DNB drums usually feel smaller, not bigger. If the groove starts feeling choked, back off the ratio or lengthen the attack. If it still doesn't stick, revisit your source balance first. A really nice advanced move here is automating the threshold a little across sections. In the drop, you can compress a touch more for density. In the breakdown, ease off for more openness. And right before a switch up or fill, a slightly lower threshold can give you a moment of extra push. Tiny moves like that make the drums feel like they're reacting to the arrangement instead of just sitting there. Now add saturator. This is where the drum bus starts feeling like a record instead of a folder of samples. Try analog clip or soft sign, drive it about 1.5 to 4 dB, and leave soft clip on if you want a bit more density. Then trim the output so your bypass level stays honest. If the break feels too clean, gently increase drive until the snare body thickens and the whole kit gets a little more attitude. If the hats start getting sharp or fizzy, don't keep cranking saturation. Back off and let EQ do the top end cleanup instead. For darker DNB, this harmonic pressure is gold because it helps the drums cut through without needing to be louder. If you want to go a step further, duplicate the drum bus and build a parallel dirt lane. On the duplicate, push saturator harder, then use a Q8 to band limit it somewhere roughly between 150 Hz and 8 kHz. Blend that quietly under the main bus. You're not replacing the clean path, you're adding menace underneath it. After that, try drum bus. This stock device is a monster for jungle and rollers because it combines punch, transient shaking, and controlled grit in one place. Start conservatively. Drive around 5 to 15%, crunch low to moderate, dab adjusted so the hats don't get brittle, and boom usually very low or off, unless your kick really needs help. If the drums need more attack, bring transients up a little. For old school vibes, resist the urge to overuse boom. Too much of that can turn the groove muddy fast once the sub and bassline enter. If the snare is getting lost, nudge the transients up. If the break is sounding too digital, reduce drive a bit and let saturator do the smoother color work. Drum bus is especially useful when you've got halftime switches or breakdown sections, because it keeps the drum energy present even when the rhythm opens up. Now let's talk movement. A jungle drum bus should not sit still for 64 bars. Use auto filter, echo delay, or filter delay as subtle arrangement tools. I like using auto filter directly on the bus for phrase sweeps and return tracks for throws. You can also use filter delay during fills or switch-ups if you want a rhythmic texture without cluttering the main groove. The key here is subtlety. In this genre, a small movement goes a long way. Try automating auto filter cutoff slightly down for one bar breakdown moments, then open it up as the drop returns, or automate a tiny band pass on the bus for the last beat before a fill. You can also send just a snare hit or a ghost note to an echo return at the end of an 8-bar phrase. That kind of detail makes the arrangement feel intentional. Here's a very practical phrase idea. In an 8-bar drop section, let bars 1 through 4 stay direct and raw. Then on bar 5, introduce a filtered hat lift, a small bus sweep, or a drum fill. By bar 8, hit a brief cutoff or delay throw into the next section. That gives the listener a sense that the drums are breathing with the tune. If the bus starts getting harsh or too thick only in the loudest parts, use multiband dynamics or a regular compressor strategically. Multiband dynamics is great for taming low-mid buildup around 150 to 350 Hz, especially when the break and kick stack hard. It can also calm abrasive top-end energy if hats and break fragments are starting to bite too much. Keep it subtle. You want control, not obvious pumping. And on the routing side, remember that in most DNB mixes, the bass is usually sidechained from the drums, not the other way around. If the drums need more separation, solve the frequency clash first, then think about compression. In darker tracks with heavy reslayers, pay extra attention around 200 to 500 Hz. That's where mud loves to happen. Now we get into arrangement thinking. This is where the lesson becomes more than just mixing. Automate the drum bus so it creates contrast between sections. Maybe the intro is a little cleaner and more open. The drop is denser and more forward. The switch up gets more movement or grit. The outro relaxes and backs off the aggression. You can automate glue compressor threshold, saturator drive, utility width, auto filter cutoff, and drum bus drive or transients. That means the same drum bus chain can feel like a different performance depending on the section. For example, narrow the intro slightly, then open it up in the drop if the mix supports it. Add a bit more drive in the second drop than in the first. Pull the saturation back in the outro so the track blends out smoothly. That section-to-section contrast is a huge part of old-school energy. The drums should evolve. They should not just repeat. If you want to get more authentic, resample the processed drum bus. Print 4 or 8 bars into a new audio track, then slice it up and turn parts of it into fills or transitional material. You can even load that resampled audio into Sampler and build a new break-based layer from it. This is a classic jungle workflow. You process the drums, then use the processed drums as new source material. That creates the feeling that the track is mutating instead of looping. Here's a great way to practice this. Build 2 versions of the same 8-bar drum loop. Use 1 chopped break, 1 kick, 1 snare, and 1 hat or percussion layer. Then process both versions with only stock devices, EQ8, glue compressor, saturator, drum bus, and auto filter. Make version a cleaner, with lower saturation, less compression, and a more open filter. Make version B rougher, with more drive, a bit more compression, narrower intro width, and a filter sweep into bar 8. Then place both into an intro, a drop, a switch up, and a second drop. Compare them in mono. Ask yourself which one feels more jungle, which one supports the bass better, and which one sounds more finished as an arrangement. And that mono test is not optional if you want club-safe results. If the groove collapses in mono, narrow the top layers before you start adding more processing. Keep the kick and snare core focused. Keep the break energy alive. Widen only what truly benefits from it. A few common mistakes to watch out for. Don't overcompress the bus. If the drums feel glued but boring, the answer is often not more compression. It's more internal contrast. Don't let the drum bus fight the sub. Keep an eye on the low end and low mids. Don't push saturation until the hats hurt. And don't try to create arrangement movement only by throwing random fills at the track. Automation on the bus is often more professional sounding than extra samples.